Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, will you open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, O Father, for this time that you allowed us to be able to spend with you, O Father, on this prayer line. Father, we thank you for the word coming forth today. We thank you for the word coming forth with strength, power, knowledge, and wisdom to be able to touch the hearts and minds of your people, O Father. Lord, we ask that you would open up our hearts for a spirit of expectancy, Father, to receive from you. Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would take their eyes off of you, O Father. Lord, we ask that your anointing would fill this line and that your Holy Spirit would speak, and by that your people will be blessed by the word coming forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line on Wednesday night, and our Wednesday night prayer line number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then on Sundays, when we're online, our Sunday online service begins at 1:30 p.m. on that same 916 number, and you can tune in to the entire church service live. Special prayer requests can always be written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website. That's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for the second Sunday in March, which is March 13th. Our services will begin at 12:30. Mask wearing will be appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street. That's in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with that email address, which again is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep those testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor. I just wanted to share that yesterday was my first day at work, and then today. And I just wanted to share that, you know, this is Dignity is a faith-based hospital, you know, and I'm kind of jaded because I've worked at different hospitals, and, you know, but this hospital honestly walks their talk, you know, like every staff member that I have met and stuff like that, they are absolutely faith-based. And I just want to just praise and honor God for bringing me to, you know, where I'm at today. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes,
yes.
Smith. This is Sister Shirley.
Okay.
I just want to thank God for a safe trip to San Jose on Sunday. What a blessing it was to be in service with you, Pastor Smith. It was just beautiful to see the pastor's son receive the ministry that you gave him, and to hear the pastor speak of the accuracy of your words to his people. It was just beautiful to behold. The anointing was strong, and the whole thing was a blessing.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, this is Sister Dolores. I enjoyed the service Sunday. I was so excited. It was good. I was getting all excited in my room, and I just thank God for you and for all the people who showed up. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My testimony is that on Sunday, it was just so beautiful. It was so powerful. I would like to say that I've been in this ministry for, I don't know, for over 5 years. And while I've been in this ministry, I have seen God move every single time. There's not one time he has not moved. Mm-hmm. And I tell you something, going to someone else's church and you being invited, you're my pastor, and seeing the power of God move somewhere else in another church was so awesome. Everybody in that church, it was packed. It was at least like, 300 people or something like that? It was packed. Everybody was in tears. Everybody had received the word of God. You had spoken about Joseph and the things he had gone through and that God had made a deposit into his life, and can nobody stop it. And God has made a deposit in those people's lives and all of our lives, and we just got to receive it. And it was just so powerful. And then you called 7 people up. You actually ended up laying hands on 8 people. And everyone that you laid hands on, it was absolutely accurate. Come to find out, after church, we heard that everybody that you called up needed that word. It was so accurate, and it was just so special that the whole congregation came together as one and really received the word of God. And they were just so shocked and surprised to see a pastor who's truly anointed by God lay hands and have the accuracy that you had over people's lives. And it was nothing but God. He gets all the glory. So I just thank God for allowing me to be a part of this ministry and seeing the power of God move somewhere else. It was so beautiful. I thank God for you, Pastor Smith. I'm praying for you that you will continue to intercede for people, because I know I'm special and I'm worthy, and you pray for me. You pray me out of poverty. You pray me out of so much and taught me about God and what it is and about my mission. I know who I am in God, so I just thank God for you, Pastor. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? I thank God I have a testimony. I thank God for the service. I thank God for the church, Golden Altar Ministry, Pastor Calvin Cook and his wife, and it was just so beautiful how they loved and shows just demonstration of love. It was just a beautiful setting. And I thank God that we were a part of it. I thank God for the one, it was 10 people went with me. And I was just so surprised when I seen Sister Shirley tap me on my shoulder was there. And Sister Tamara and her husband, Brother Cooks, came. And it was just beautiful. And I thank you for your support. For coming, because you didn't have to make that long drive, and it was just beautiful. The accommodation was so nice. We was in such a nice area, a beautiful hotel. It was just a blessing how the Lord it was just such love, and I thank God for it. Is there any more testimonies? If there isn't more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight. It's the word of deliverance, and I thank you, God, there are special people that need this word tonight, and that the Holy Spirit, only one that can breathe on and cause life to come forth, this word, by your breath, we believe you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, verse 37, and Hebrew, the 13th chapter, verses 5 and 6. Again, 1 Samuel 17 chapter verse 37 and Hebrew 13 verses 5 and 6. And get the two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is such a word of deliverance. And we're in a time now, a show is not going to make it. No, it's not. Performances are, it's not going to work. We need God to deliver us. And all those things that used to be, it's over with now. People need deliverance by the power of the Lord Jesus. And so this word is a word that David, he spoke a word of promises over what he was going through. He spoke a word, a promise word, and he believed that what had happened in the past, his past deliverance, that God would deliver him out of this new danger he was experiencing. David spoke a word, a promise word, that the Spirit of the Lord delivered him from so much from the past that he was going to receive the same help from God in this place he was, a dangerous place. David recalled the Lord's help. It was a recall system in his mind. He recalled the help from God. And he was saying in so many words, you're going to help me again, and you're going to save me again from this giant, from this Goliath. And this is a word for anyone tonight in Jesus' name that's facing a Goliath. You must stand on the promise of God's word by faith. A promise word is a word of declaration. A word declaring that something going to happen. I'm expecting it. I'm agreeing with God's word. It's a guarantee. God is obligated. And I'm looking forward to the word of prophecy. The Bible is a word of prophecy. And David believed that God was obligated by his word. He would endorse his word. His word would be approved over his life, and he was receiving deliverance. We're going to begin at 1 Samuel 17 and 37, please.
And it reads, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee.
David said, the Lord saved me from the lion, from the bear. He's going to save me from this Philistine, this giant, this huge thing that's before me, this Titanic, this monster. And Saul said, go. The Lord is with you. That man, David, young man, spoke a word, a promise word over his situation. And so many times when we're going forth and there is a giant before us, we don't speak a promise word over that situation because of the past deliverance, the thing that God has rescued you from, the thing that God has released you from, the thing that God allowed you to escape. How God has vindicated you. How God has dismissed some things out of your life and given you favors. That's past deliverance. That he's the same God. That's what David was declaring. It was a declaration. It was assurance that God will do this thing for me. It will happen. And so many people forget that they get in fear, they run, they are terrified. They do anything but speak a promise word over their lives. I had to learn that by faith. I had to have a recall system in my mind. I'm asking you tonight to have a recall system in your mind. When you have a recall mind, your mind goes in that place, in those past deliverance. Come forth. I'm talking about the recall in your mind. And you remember the thing that God pardoned. You remember the thing that God vindicated you from. How God went in a place and saved you. And what that recall does in your mind is saying, God gonna give me a rerun. God gonna go into that place and illustrate his power again in my life. God's going to show up. And that's what David made a declaration, that if God delivered me from the lions, from the bear, he going to save me from this giant. Goliath was a giant. It was a huge thing that he was facing. There's someone tonight is facing something massive, a Titanic, something so big and so huge that it's going to take the Spirit of God to bring you out of it. So this word is saying that the Lord do the same thing, a repeat for believers, for people that belongs to him. And the Spirit of God will go into that place and he will help them. He will save them. And he will not allow a giant to kill them off. That's what David was saying, that I'm not going to die in this. This giant is not going to kill me, because I'm standing on the promises of the word, that if God delivered me in the past, that the righteous Spirit of God, the omnipotent Spirit of God, God is divine tonight. The Holy One of Israel, the all-knowing God, we must expect him to deliver tonight. And what happened? David was delivered. God went in that place. He backed David up because he was in agreement with his promises. The power of God went inside of that little object that God allowed David to have in his hand. And the Spirit of God was in agreement with David because he was doing what? Standing on the promise of the word, a word of declaration. David was in a place of assurance that God, I expect, I agree with your word, and you are committed. You are obligated because I'm standing on the prophecy of the word. And what happened? That giant had to go down. Whatever giant is in your life in this hour, the Spirit of God wants that giant to go down, and you must believe and stand on the promises of God's word, a word of declaration, a word of agreement that God is committed and obligated to take down your giants tonight. That thing that's so big in your life, that thing that only God can dismiss, that thing that is so large in your life, God wants you to know this night that giant is just right for him. And his divine deliverance is for you tonight if you can believe. The promises of God says, I must support you. I must empower you. God goes into a place and his Spirit takes you over because he's in cooperation with you. He's your advocate. And that Titanic, whatever this monster is tonight that you're facing, whatever is this giant that you're facing, God's word is prophecy. The word of God is prophecy. And what do? You stand on the promises of the word. A declaration got to come out of your mouth. David spoke a word, a promise word. It came out of David's mouth, not your friend, not your mother, your father, sister, brother, not acquaintance, but it came out of David's mouth. He would declare that I'm in agreement with God's word. And I'm looking forward that the things that God has forecast, his promises, is a sure thing. And so many people forget that. God wants you to have a recall, saints. What is a recall? The past deliverance. The thing he rescued you from. And when you're facing something big, again, because this comes in our lives continuously, he gives us a season of rest. Then we go through something else again. But he's the same God. He always repeat himself and give deliverance to those that believe him and standing on the promises. But you have to stand in faith and declare it. Declare that God will cause this to happen for you. I don't care how big the thing appears to be. It looks like it's not going to ever dissipate, like it's going to stay and going to nag at you and torment you. But if you just stand tonight, I've never seen the Holy Spirit not vindicate his people. I've never seen the Holy Spirit not release his people. I've never seen the Holy Spirit not rescue his people. Those that are standing on the promises, God, I'm not talking about talking something, but heart doesn't believe and don't have faith. I'm talking about the word of God says, and I think it's Proverbs in 11, the righteous is delivered out of trouble. And the wicked, God stopped. He allowed that thing that's coming against you, he allowed to fall on the wicked. It fell on wicked Goliath. I'm encouraging you tonight that when you stand on the promises of God's word, the word of God is prophecy. It's forecast. It's a sure thing. It's a guarantee. God is on obligation. He's in agreement. David was in agreement with what God said. And God was what? Committed. Hebrews 13:5-6, please.
And it reads, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say that the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
This is the Lord's personal promise to you tonight. It's the Lord's promises. It's God saying to you tonight, personally, I will not forsake you. I am with you. Don't fear what anyone will try to do to you. I am God. I'm God and I'm with you. God is with you tonight, saints of God. When you stand on the promises of God, he said, I will not forsake you. I will not leave you. And when you're going through something and the promises is over you, God said to you tonight, that thing that's coming against you cannot go any further than I allow it. It cannot do no more to you than I permit. And when God said enough is enough, the law goes in and overthrow that giant. The devil cannot go any further than God permits. And when God says enough is enough, and you are his people, God will not allow the enemy to destroy you. He's going to bring you out. just like a cat when he's tossed in the air. When he comes down upright, standing on his feet. You're going to come out upright tonight, standing on your feet, because God himself will say enough is enough. And he goes into that place, and he stops the enemy. Don't allow him, don't give him consent to go any further. If you're standing on the promise of God, the Lord personally said, I'm making this promise to you tonight that I will not forsake you and I will not abandon you. The Spirit of God do not forsake or abandon his people. The Spirit of God is always there to endorse, to empower, and to back up his own word. And the devil cannot do no more than the Lord permits him to do against you. And when the Lord says enough is enough, saints of God, you got to stand on the promises of the Lord. And that's what I do. I go around prophesying to myself that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I prophesy to myself, God will deliver me from the wicked. He will redeem me out of the hands of the terrible. I prophesy to myself, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I prophesy to myself, if the Son make you free, you're free indeed. I prophesy to myself, he delivered me from the snare of the fowler. I prophesied to myself. I cried to the Lord in my trouble. He delivered me out of my distresses. You got to prophesy to yourself. Every web, everything the devil is webbing up against you and causing giant to, hallelujah, to cause you to be closed in, you got to begin to prophesy to yourself. You got to begin to declare the word over your situation. David didn't fall into a place where he felt sorry for himself, seeing this giant before him, but he began to declare, if God deliver me from the lions, if he deliver me from the bear, he's the same God. He shall deliver me from this giant, this Philistine that's huge before me, this thing that's a titanic, it's a monster before me, it's massive. But God deliver me before, he shall repeat. And so what am I saying tonight? There are so many, I'm talking about believers. I'm not talking about the unsaved. The unsaved is fickle. They're full of schism. One day they say something, next day they just confused. But a believer stands on the promises of the Lord. They stand on what he has declared by his word. The prophecy of his word. They stand on what he says. And they say in their spirit, something gonna happen. I'm expecting it. I'm agreeing with God's word. It's a guarantee. And I'm looking forward. So what am I saying tonight to you? Whatever you're going through, the divine hand of God, you gotta have faith. The Holy One of Israel, the all-knowing God, the righteous God, the foreteller, the one that has foreknowledge and foresight, he shall deliver you from whatever giant you're facing tonight. I will stand in agreement, believing God with you. Why? Because I'm standing on the promises of God, knowing that the Spirit of God place a recall system in all of his people's minds, recalling the great thing that God has delivered, set free, pardoned, gave you vindication. You escaped the hand of the monster. He's the same God. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never abandon you. What does he do? He go forth in his power. He shows up again. He remember you. And what does he do? He delivers. It's to the point tonight. So do anyone have need of prayer before we go into prayer?
Yes,
they're
Pastor.
In the
yes, Pastor Smith.
Okay, I hear you. Clearly, Sister Shirley,
okay.
Yes.
Yes, Pastor Smith. My ex-sister-in-law named Frida is in need of a miracle. Yes, I'm believing God for her to be saved, sanctified, healed, and delivered. That word you spoke registered in me when you were saying people need to be delivered, and I'm believing that for her tonight. Thank you, Pastor.
Anyone else need prayer?
Yes, Pastor, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, my prayer request is for healing just within my body. I would like the blood of Jesus to bring my blood pressure subject to the blood of Jesus and my feet and my eyes. Thank you.
Anyone else have need a prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne room. Obtain grace and find mercy to help us in the time of need. It's such a time of need as never before, thanks to God. And the Lord wants you to know, I'm your deliverer. He wants you to have a recall in your mind that God helped me, he saved me, he'll do it again. So whatever giant, whatever you're facing that you need God to go into that place, it's so big. It's a Titanic. It's massive. It's not too big for God. It was too big for David. But David made a declaration by faith. If God delivered me from the lions and from the bear, he going to save me from this giant. I want you to know tonight that God will save you from whatever giant that's tormenting and plaguing your life tonight. If you believe, tonight and declare a word over your situation or the things you're facing, that God shall help me. I'm assured. I agree with God's word. I expect it. And I'm looking forward for my deliverance. Why? It's a sure thing. His word is sure, thanks to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that you always endorse your word. When you endorse your word, you back us up. You in cooperation, you agree. And you support us, oh God. You're the great advocate. You come in cooperation with the agreement of your word tonight. Because God, you say yes and amen. And I thank you tonight, Holy Spirit, that there are those who are standing on the promises of God's word, not in a place where they are fearful. David had no fear over him. He spoke the word, a word of promise, that God would endorse it and make it true. He believed from the past deliverance that he received help in his place he was in danger. God, the saints of God must stand on the word of God. Money cannot do this. Stuff and things cannot do it. Everything that the devil sets up to put in our eyes to make us think that we're great will not work in this hour. For the word of God we just read says to be contented with the things you have, because you're not going to forsake us. But God, I thank you that you're bringing down these idols in this hour, these idols that many has worshipped for so long in the church, has placed that above God's word and has led so many astray. When they realize things cannot deliver me, a job cannot deliver me, Money cannot deliver me. The only one can bring me deliverance is the Spirit of God. Father, I thank you that there's many eyes that's awakened now. So many is coming out of a sleep that once was in slumber. But the Spirit of God is doing a shaking, and he's doing an awakening. And there are those that's out of slumber, that's out of sleep, knowing that their deliverance must come from the source of the Holy One of Israel, the divine power of God, that these things cannot deliver them. Artifacts cannot deliver them. Buildings cannot deliver them. People cannot deliver them. The only one can deliver them is God. We have a people that's chasing after God in this hour as never before. I call them God chasers. They're chasing. They're running up to God. And the Lord is their help. And the Lord is their deliverer. So I come in the name of Jesus that there are those that need support tonight, that need deliverance tonight, that need you to back them up, to empower them to stand in the midst of a giant, in the midst of a Titanic, in the midst of massive problems. I send the word tonight in Jesus' name that the Spirit of the Word goes forth in that place tonight. God, the thing that has enlarged their troubles and the distress they're going through. Your word said in Psalms 25 that you will deliver them and not allow them to be made ashamed because they're trusted in you, God. For the Lord is their strength and their shield, and their heart trusts in you. And you are their help. You say, ask for me, I will call upon the Lord, and he shall save me. Psalm 55. Father, I thank you tonight for saving them. He sent his word and healed them and delivered from them from their destruction. Psalm 107 and 20. Father, this night, I thank you tonight, Father, for the Spirit of the Word, for the power of the Holy One of Israel. Go into those places where there's danger around them, lurking, where that monster, that enemy, look like a monster to them. That the Spirit of God overthrow that giant in their lives tonight. Whatever is massive, that they can't bring down. Bring down tonight, Holy One of Israel. I thank you for their deliverance. You did it before. You're the same God. We'll dismiss and give them favors again to escape. And I thank you for the escape by faith in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the Spirit of God to go in that place because you're obligated. When they believe the promises, stand on it. That God, you will cause these things to happen tonight because you're a God of commitment. You're God under obligation of your word. You are a covenant-keeping God. And I thank you, God, for helping us on the way. I thank you, oh God, that the thing that's a giant in their lives will not kill them off. For they believe in for deliverance in the land of the living. And God, I thank you that your word is opening up doors and releasing them from the affliction of the evil one and the oppression of Satan. You said many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Out of them all, because this battle against them belong to you, God. Deliver them out of every battle tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you. I stand in agreement for Sister Shirley. I thank you, Sister-in-law Frieda, that you say, you heal and you deliver her, God. She cannot do it on herself, for herself. I thank you that you draw her. John 6:44. She cannot be drawn if the Spirit of God draw her. I thank you for drawing tonight to go in that place where she is, where she dwells. Go in her heart, her mind, her spirit. And Father, save and deliver her. And I give you thanksgiving that the healing virtues of Jesus will go into those sick places and make well tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you tonight, Father, for the Spirit of God penetrate your body. that the healing virtues is over Jesus, or Jesus over Penny's body, that her precious come subject to the blood of Jesus. Cleanse her blood, oh Father. Heal her body. Father, take the dimness out of her eyes. Allow her eyes to come in a place of alertness. Father, go into that place in the affliction in her feet. Oh God, come against that wicked spirit that's bringing affliction in her body. Matthew 8:16, you say you will cast out the spirit of infirmity with your word. We loose the word of God to cast out the spirit of infirmity over this woman of God. And your word must do it, God, and bring out in any place, God, this danger. This danger in her body. Deliver her, God, from any affliction. Because we're calling on your name to save her, God. And God, I thank you tonight that the eyes of the Lord is in every place. And God, I thank you for delivering our feet out of the net that the enemy desire for us to be twisted and webbed in. That's what a giant do. He get us in a close corner. He thought he had David in a place where David could not get deliverance. But God, it was a net set up by the devil. But tonight, Father, I thank you for plucking our feet out of the net, cutting every web in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight for the release. I thank you, God, for the rescuing by the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the vindication. I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving, God, that those giants must dissipate. They must fall tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, I'm assured of your word. It's a promise word. It's a declaration. It's an assurance that you're going to do a thing, God, and that it will happen. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving tonight, Father, that it's a guarantee. And the believers must look forward. The Spirit of God is their advocate. He says yes and amen because he's in cooperation with his word. He's a covenant-keeping God. And I thank you tonight for the blessing of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving for our deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus. From every giant, the invisible giants, the giants we cannot see, but have fear within us. Those massive spirit that the enemy has made bigger than God. Father, I thank you for your great deliverance. I thank you, God, for going into a place that we cannot go tonight. And we expect the hands of God to take that giant down tonight in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Receive it. Begin to speak a word. Begin to stand on the promise of God. Open your mouth and stand on the promise and speak a word over you daily. Every day I speak a word. I speak a word over me that the Spirit of God will keep me safe, that the Spirit of God will keep me healthy, that the Spirit of God will keep me with a strong mind, a mind of Christ. I speak a word over my health. I speak a word over my children. I speak a word over the ministry. I speak a word over the elects of God. I speak a promise word, a word of assurance that the Lord will continuously replay, rerun, show up, rehash, and illustrate his power over his people by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, stand on the promises, and you're going to see every giant come subject to the word of God. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless
Praise
you.
Praise
the Lord. And the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.